All right, we're going to call the meeting to order and welcome everybody to this Monday, April 3rd meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. Thank everybody for coming out. If everyone please stand, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we would ask that everyone here would, everything that's said and done here would be pleasing to you today. Lord, that you would give us the wisdom that we need, the guidance that we need. Lord, we thank you for this time of the year, for the renewing of spring showing up, Lord, and all the new things that are going on. Lord, for your Son that you sent to save us. Lord, we just thank you for all these things. Again, we just ask for your wisdom and guidance through this meeting, that everything that is said and done is pleasing to you. We ask all this in thy precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, do you have any additions, deletions, corrections, public agenda?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the public agenda.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion a second. The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions, concerns to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion a second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. We have a very light agenda today, but we do have some proclamations. The first item on the agenda is for our town theater month, April 2017, and I know we have several members of the board of directors. If you guys would come forward, please, and we appreciate you coming out. And we do have a proclamation here, and I'll read. Whereas April 28, 2017 marks the 20th anniversary of the purchase of the Garrett County Historical Society Museum at 121 Center Street in Oakland, Maryland by Jane B. Avery for the purpose of establishing a community theater. Whereas a group of dedicated community members created a board of directors and with the assistance of the Garrett County Arts Council established a nonprofit corporation named Our Town Theater. Whereas this board of directors established its mission statement the following: to stimulate the intellectual, cultural, artistic, and social growth of our community by promoting every aspect of the performing arts. And whereas with the support and generosity of the community, other organizations, and businesses, through the efforts of unpaid volunteers, Our Town Theater has been able to create its own unique space and establish the backstage building, which houses its costumes, prop, and scene shops. And whereas in the course of 20 years, Our Town Theater has collaborated with other community organizations, including Garrett County Board of Education, Ruth and Lowe Library of Garrett County Health Department, and Dove Center to creatively convey their messages and solutions to local social issues through established and original theatrical productions in the theater and throughout the greater community. And whereas Our Town Theater has endeavored to enrich and edify the community through original productions about its rich and storied past, some in collaborations with the towns of Oakland and Kitzmiller, the Republican Newspaper, Garrett College, Frostburg State University, and the Garrett County Historical Society. And whereas for 20 years, Our Town Theater has engaged the community with a variety of theatrical opportunities, including plays, workshops, children's camps, teen activities, concerts, and outreach programs, and developed a community network that has enriched and enlightened Garrett County and the surrounding communities. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, in order to honor and recognize the legacy of Jane B. Avery, founder of Our Town Theater, and acknowledge the contributions of Our Town Theater to our community, proclaim April as Our Town Theater Month, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Titchener, and myself. We thank you all very much. And anyone want to say anything?
Maybe come get a photo.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. That was going to be the next thing.
Thank you very much.
Now is the winter of our discontent. This son of yours.
must be a professional.
Why? Because I'm taking so long. All right, 1, 2, 3.
I do believe that's the longest proclamation you've read since.
Yes,
it's a good one.
Try to get it all in there. Thank you all very much for all that.
Thank you very much.
All right. Next up, our second proclamation is for National Public Health Week. And I see lots of folks from the health department here, so we'll call you guys up. And I'll read the proclamation, and then Rodney, I'm sure you have something to say.
You thought it was going to be a great meeting.
Thanks, sir.
We may have to take a break before he starts.
Yeah, yeah. We might need to take a break here, Rodney, before we turn it over. We do have a proclamation for National Public Health Week, April the 2nd through the 8th, 2017. Whereas over the past 50 years, the United States has achieved significant increases in life expectancy and reductions in the incidence of injury, disability, and disease. Whereas of the 30 additional years of life expectancy we have gained since the turn of the century, the public health approach is credited with the majority, approximately 25 years, of improvements in our health status and expanded life expectancy. Whereas public health succeeds by identifying and addressing patterns of disease, illness, and injury in populations. Whereas the use of population-based strategies for disease and injury prevention, public health has contributed to the decline in illness and injury, including heart disease and stroke, tobacco-related diseases, infectious diseases, and motor vehicle and workplace injuries. Whereas National Public Health Weeks provide the focused opportunity for the public and public health professionals to learn about public health concerns and success stories which are vital to healthy communities, such as immunizing against infectious disease, maintaining good nutritional standards, and providing good prenatal care. Whereas the National Public Health Week theme for 2017 is making the United States the healthiest nation in one generation by 2030. Whereas the Garrett County Health Department is an accredited health department by the National Public Health Accreditation Board, this serves as a message to health partners and community at large that the health department meets national standards and shows a commitment to continuously improve health department services. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, proclaim April 2nd through the 8th, 2017, as National Public Health Week in Garrett County and commend this observance to all our citizens, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichnell, and myself. Thank you all very much for all that you do. And, Rodney, the floor is all yours.
Okay, well, I don't want to say too much, but I really want to thank you for doing this proclamation and really saying some few nice words in the proclamation about our accreditation status. Public health does do all the things that you mentioned in this proclamation. There's always new things that are on, coming up. We have a opioid overdose crisis in Maryland right now. Garrett County is doing fairly well, but we really have to guard against that happening in Garrett County, that similar to what's happening in other parts of the state and the nation. It's public health's responsibility to look at things you just might have heard in the news the other day, pedestrian deaths are up in the United States, whether it's people on their cell phone or listening to music when they're walking, or inadequate places to walk, inadequate shoulders on the road, no sidewalks. That, I think, public health is really an advocate for those type of physical environment things. There's 10 essential services that everybody should expect from their public health department. And I think the fact that we've been accredited really demonstrates that the Garrett County Health Department does perform well in all those areas. And believe me, it wasn't easy to demonstrate that. It took us about 2 years. This dedicated staff worked very hard on it. And let me just, everybody knows everybody here probably, but Dr. Pope, our Deputy Medical Health Officer, Fred Pulse, who's the behavioral health, authority. That's right.
The authority.
Bob Stevens, who served as our accreditation coordinator, worked hard on this. Steve Girard, our Environmental Health Director, who had one whole section that he had to put together the accreditation. Then Shelley Argerbite, who came on our staff as a planner near the end of the process. But believe me, she got us through the final year, got us over the finish line with all the work she did on performance management, CQI, and our planning initiative. And we really have one of the most exciting websites, I think, in the country. Nobody's doing what we're doing in Garrett County with our planning tool. And we really knew we had to do that because, you know, you can put a billboard up or you can put an ad in the paper and it just doesn't connect. You have to connect with people on social media anymore. We know how effective it is, and we're really doing that at the health department. You know, it's really nice that you are giving us the kudos for actually being accredited. You gave us the support to do that. Now, you know, you were over there during the accredit when the site visit was there as our governing body at the local level. The state partners were there, but we had a whole lot of partners in the community that came to the partnership meeting. That was such a wonderful meeting. 20, 30 people in a room. And really, public health can't do this alone. Public health, the health department can't do this alone. It takes a community to do it, and we have wonderful, wonderful partners in Garrett County. And we're going to really celebrate this accreditation with our staff on May 3rd at the health department. We're going to do a little party for the staff and for our community partners. And so certainly you're invited to come over. You'll get a formal invitation. We're going to have a cake and some refreshments. Dr. Half from the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is going to come up to give a little talk to our staff. So it's really going to be an exciting day, and we're going to get a group picture. And you know, it's not easy for a small health department to be accredited. There's probably only a handful of health departments in the United States that serve a population of under 50,000 that have achieved public health accreditation, and probably I know of only one that has less than 30,000 population that's been accredited. Only 200 health departments in the United States, or 200. Probably 220 now out of 3,000 health departments in the United States have been accredited. So it was a really great accomplishment to have a public health department in Garrett County that serves a population like we do. So you know, it's a culture of health that's really we all our partners and work on constantly. And Bob wants to say a few things, I think, about the culture of health and the health fair coming up next Saturday.
Before that, I know what's on everybody's mind. It'll probably be a carrot cake. That'll be healthy, right?
I don't know about that. What's the deal?
We'll see. Just a couple things. We passed out this Steps magazine. That comes out twice a year, once right before the health fair, which is coming up this Saturday. We appreciate that you will be able to participate again this year. On page 23 of that is the recognition of Public Health Week. But this is a good example of working with community members, because this publication, as well as the health fair, is something that it's not a health department project. It is a community project. There's no financial resources actually go into that are from the general public or from tax dollars. This is all put together by the committee and through advertising. We work closely with the Republican, and we also distribute that around different doctors' offices, because we really want to encourage people to have a culture of health. The culture of health visit, that's the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it is a huge, huge, huge compliment that we were selected as a finalist this year. There were over 200 applications for that. With this down to 11 finalists. That also is a community project. Kimmy Scott McGreevy from the hospital, she did the writing. We provided a lot of the background and the content of what goes in there. We put together a video you might have seen that Shelley was featured in the video. And now the next process of part of that is on the 25th and 26th of this month. We will be having the site visit team that's from University of Wisconsin, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, a couple experts from around the country. They're gonna come in, they're gonna get a whirlwind tour. They want us to show everything we're doing within 4 hours, and we've contacted all of you to be part of that. And then there's going to be a meeting with community members. And so We're really looking forward to that. Thank you for agreeing to help participate in that and putting support behind it.
That's a big deal. 11 jurisdictions in the United States were selected for this fund to be finalists in this, and we're in the running.
Well, here's what I don't understand. You got all these great people and a great organization, and you're doing all these great things. Why would you want to leave? you all do. You do a great job. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to participate in some of the meetings and stuff, and I'm amazed with the breadth and depth of the services that you're able to provide to, you know, little old Garrett County.
Well, trust me, it's not me. It's a staff. And
well, I'm talking to everybody, not just you.
Well, they're not leaving.
Well, we certainly appreciate all that you guys do, and it is exciting what you've been able to accomplish with so few resources.
Well, you've been a big help on that too.
You want pictures?
Yeah, let's see pictures. Sorry, right. We took up so much time.
That's all right.
I didn't do all
always,
the talking.
Always a lot of time for
I forgot Diane Lee's back there too.
We were going to finish ahead of schedule until you started talking, so that's okay.
Don't worry. In 3 months, you won't have to worry about that. You can do it.
Mr. Tichel, can you lie on your chair up there?
It's not as bad as you say.
Just a little bit further.
A little more?
Yep. I'm trying to get you and Paul in the same line there. There you go.
Make sure Larry gets in here.
Yeah. We should have got him out.
I need to hold it down a little bit so you don't show her up.
She's not afraid to give directions, I'll say that for her.
No, I know. The other ones were taken, I'm like, tell them where they're supposed to be. You know? You want it to be right. All right, one more, and then I should have enough to make sure everybody's eyes are open. Mm-hmm. One more.
Yes, we were.
All right, one, two, three. It clicks a bunch of times for one picture.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks for all your hard work. Appreciate it. See you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Great work, Ron. It's kind of like the capstone for your career, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Really. It's a kind of a culmination of all your hard work and accomplishments with a lot of help. You did good.
I need you because I figured we should at least know each other in case something happens, you know, that we have to work together because that happens. Once
yes, it does, unfortunately. Yeah.
So sometime we'll give you a call.
Okay.
And come over and
please do. Good. Thank you.
All right. Now it's time in our agenda for public commentary. I'll make a comment. It's nice to see some young people in the audience today. I'm sure there's a reason you're here, but it is good to see you. So, does anybody have any questions or comments?
I think the reason the children are here is a poster contest for the Forestry Board.
Okay. Oh, so, all right. Mike, see?
See, I said I should have emailed Carol last week just to make sure.
Yeah, that probably would have been beneficial.
I'm behind you.
Yeah. Come on up.
All right, well, my name is Melissa Nash. I work for the Maryland Forest Service. I'm the county forester for Garrett County. This is Mike Minnick. He's our chairman of the Garrett County Forestry Board. I serve as the secretary. And we have a proclamation from the governor about Arbor Day. So would you like us to read it?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Well, Larry sits on our board.
Yeah,
too, so.
Larry sits on our forestry board. He's the commissioner representative to our board also. So, from the governor of the state of Maryland, Arbor Day, April 5th, 2017. Whereas Arbor Day, which started as a grassroots holiday in 1883 in Nebraska by J. Sterling Morton, encourages citizens to plant new trees to beautify existing landscapes and help secure the health of our environment. And whereas Maryland's forests constitute some of the most valuable renewable and recyclable resources, providing timber for industry, habitat for wildlife, watershed protection, clean air, and improved water quality. And whereas most wooded areas in the state, as well as ornamental trees, are privately owned and operated under the stewardship of interested citizens. And whereas this year marks the 134th celebration of Arbor Day in Maryland, and its commemoration serves as a fitting tribute to our mighty trees. And whereas Maryland is pleased to recognize the many conservation organizations, civic groups, and other concerned people who have joined with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Forest Service to wisely plant trees for the future. Now therefore I, Lawrence J. Hogan Jr., Governor of the State of Maryland, do hereby proclaim April 5th, 2017 as Arbor Day in Maryland, and do commend this observance to all of our citizens. So one picture we'd like to get in a little bit is with this.
All right.
And the other reason we're here today is kind of along those same lines. Every year, the Department of Natural Resources sponsors an Arbor Day poster contest. It's open to fifth grade students in the county. And the winning poster from each county goes on to the state contest, and those winners compete for a chance to have a tree planting at their school. But on the local level, the Garrett County Forestry Board likes to add a little bit to that. We give monetary prizes to our local first, second, and third place winners. This year we had 14 or 15 entries. So we've got our first, second, and third place winners here today, so we'd like to present them with their awards.
Absolutely.
So if we could have our first place winner is Michael.
Matthew
Topper. Matthew Topper. He's a student at Route 40 Elementary School, and he's receiving $50 for first place.
Could you hold that up so we could see it?
Yeah, just stay up here, because we're going to get a picture. His poster was sent to the state contest, so we brought a copy of it. We don't have the actual poster. I haven't heard the results of the state contest yet. They were just being judged last week. So here's his poster, so if you could hold on to that, and we'll do a picture.
Second place is Abigail Weimer.
And here's Abigail's poster, also a student at Route 40 Elementary.
And third place is Laura Holscan.
And she's also a Route 40 student.
Kudos to Route 40.
Yeah, Route 40 really
cleaned her up.
So congratulations to you three, and you have good luck in the state contest. Like I said, we haven't heard back on that yet. So we'll get a couple pictures. One other thing the board does for Arbor Day is this week we'll also be giving seedlings to every third grade student in the county. So just to promote, you know, all this is to promote forest resource management, you know, planting trees, being a good steward of our natural resources.
What, pine? You give them pines?
Yeah, they're going to be pitch pines this year.
That's pitch pine, yeah.
So there'll be little, you know, bare root individual pine seedlings that every third grade student will go home with. And we're also giving trees to Camp Hickory.
Yes.
So any students that visit Camp Hickory this month will get trees also.
We like to hand out trees.
Well, congratulations, guys. Excellent work.
I just want to thank the commissioners, too, for all the help you guys do for us and so on. So you guys are
there. I'm sorry about giving Larry to you, but.
We'll take him. That's okay.
And I apologize for any screw-up here.
Well, it's okay. And like I said, I should have double-checked. I know I talked to Carol a couple months ago, and I should have double-checked with her again.
We'll just blame Larry. But
at least we got the actual proclamation.
Yeah, we have this year's proclamation this year, so that's good. Usually we're using last year's prop.
You guys want to come up here and get a picture?
Yeah, if you guys come up here, we'll get Mike in the picture with you.
You want to get in the picture? We can have somebody take it for you.
I
can
take a picture.
I was trying to get out of it.
Congratulations.
Great job.
All right, should just be able to
hit
the picture right there.
Hold those up where they can see.
Yeah.
Oh, here, I'll go on the other side. Maybe more
than let's go, Kevin.
Posters, and we'll try and get them displayed at the county art fair this spring.
I'll hold your check.
I'll hold your check.
Don't give them your checks.
County needs money.
I can't handle that.
Right.
Congratulations, y'all. Good luck in the competition.
Congratulations, and thank you guys for entering.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank good you. Job on reading.
Yep.
We'll figure out something. How big are
they? We're going to do one more with the proclamation if you don't mind. Stuff in about the school. All right, and we'll get one more.
Okay.
Larry, are you in here far enough? Are you in the picture?
You want to sit out in the parking lot?
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I thought you were going the other way.
Sorry.
Hey, thank you.
See ya.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'll send that to you.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.